You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
Philippians 3:7-14. But whatever gain I had, I counted as loss for the sake of Christ. Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For his sake, I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish, in order that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God that depends on faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection, and may share his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, that by any means possible I may attain the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already obtained this, or I am already perfect, but I press on to make it my own, because Christ Jesus has made me his own. Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own. But one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. This is a familiar, or probably a very well-known passage for many of us. If you have had a personal encounter with Christ, for sure you can relate with what Paul says to the Philippians. Nothing in this world can compare with knowing Christ, to know his love, and to be found in him. And also, nothing can compare with the abundant grace that lies in his resurrection. That's true life, the very source of life. And that's our aim, to be in his presence, to be there forevermore. But we can't attain it with just our efforts, with our strength, and with our will. We need the Lord's grace to accomplish his work in us. We need him to work in us through his Holy Spirit. If you have been following the Lord for many years, I invite you today to reflect on your journey, on everything and everyone you have left behind in order to press forward in following the Lord. Give him thanks for all these years of dedication to him and his kingdom, and ask him the grace to persevere to the end. If you just started your journey following the Lord, let all that initial zeal help you make a solid foundation in consecrating yourself to him. Ask him what should be removed from your life in order to make more room for him, to love him more, and to be closer to him. Strive to open time for prayer and service. And you too, ask for an enkindled heart that forgets everything. Forget that lies behind and presses forward to heaven.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.